You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice. This is Boise State Public Radio. How would you like to lower your cholesterol, your blood pressure, your blood sugar? How would you like to lose some weight? Sound too good to be true? St. Luke's is trying to do all of that with the Complete Health Improvement Program, or CHIP. It's not a diet. It's an 18-session lifestyle enrichment program. The goal is to change habits and lifestyles and to reduce disease risk factors. Joining us in studio is Josie Reed. She teaches CHIP classes. On the phone with us today is Lena Biondolillo, who transformed her health with CHIP. Welcome to you both.
It's great to be here.
Hi. Thank you.
Okay. Josie, tell us about CHIP and why St. Luke's started this program. It's part of the mission.
Part of the mission. So we brought CHIP on with St. Luke's about 3 years ago. We've been offering this program to the community for about 3 years. We've had probably 500 or people go through the program thus far. But CHIP is actually a program created by the Lifestyle Medicine Institute. Mm-hmm. It's been around for over 25 years now. Offered around the world, all over the United States. I think 80,000 people total have graduated from the CHIP program since they started doing the courses. But really, CHIP is exactly what you said earlier. It's designed to prevent and stop and even reverse a lot of the chronic diseases that are getting out of control around the world.
So this is not in my notes, but people very close to me, members of my family, were among the first people who went through this program. And they were and are extremely healthy folks, but indeed they were looking for something different, something significant, something long-lasting. And so vicariously, every weekend we would get together and we would talk about it, and they would talk about their journey and how they have changed, and more importantly, how they sustain this. And it has changed their lives. And they're, like I said, they were always healthy. But they are acolytes. They don't sell it to anyone, but boy, it can really change someone's life.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful stuff. That's great that they had success.
Amazing. Okay, Lena, tell me your story.
I took CHIP classes last summer, and during the program, I lost 15 pounds.
Can I pause you for a second? Yes. Why did you decide to go through the program?
I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. It seemed like I was on a path. Every time I went to the doctor, I came out with a longer problem list and more prescription medication, and I was just looking for something different. I've done all the diets, lost weight, regained it, plus a little more multiple times throughout my life. And I knew there had to be a better way. And I wasn't quite sure what that was, but I happened to hear about CHIP on social media. And I went to one of those information sessions where they kind of just give you an overview and tell you about the program. And I was like, oh, this is what I was looking for. And so I decided right then and there that I was going to sign up to try to make things better for myself.
Okay. And you finished the program how long ago?
It's been about a year. It was last July that I graduated.
Tell a stranger what you eat, what your diet looks like.
Essentially, I focus on plants and food as close to its natural state as possible. So whole foods, a lot of complex carbohydrates, grains and potatoes, fruits and vegetables, beans, that sort of thing.
Josie, what's interesting is, like I said, members of my family were among the first. So, and we like to go out. We like to eat out. And it was interesting then to make specific choices of where we were going to eat. But it's a lot easier now. And how many restaurants are responding to plant-based and moving in this direction.
Yeah, I think, you know, we do have a pretty strong cohort of CHIP graduates, and I think that helps out a lot when people go to restaurants and they have requests. Right. And actually, Lena, she's such a rock star. She's created these little thank you cards that we hand out, you know, thanks for having a plant-based options. But yeah, I mean, I've been eating this way for a decade, and seeing the evolution of restaurants in the Boise area and just offerings at these restaurants around town, it's phenomenal. And it's, you know, it's starting to see things go in the right direction.
And to be sure, this is nothing close to the Atkins diet or the South Beach diet.
Right.
And I'm guessing that that's one of the first questions that most people ask, because most of us have tried those,
mm-hmm.
and we have filled our bookshelves with these books, and it's a cottage industry.
Right. It's a billion-dollar industry, the diet industry. And you mentioned the sustainability mm-hmm. of the lifestyle. I mean, that's really what we are aiming towards, is creating achievable, long-term success with just having, you know, living our healthiest lives. So that's the biggest thing. And I always tell people, if your diet isn't going to work long-term, it's just not going to work. So we have all these, you know, classes, and it's pretty intensive, but that sets people up with a pretty solid foundation in making these habits over a lifetime.
Lena, can I ask, do you have family?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm fascinated by folks who go through the program, and maybe their partner is not going through their program, or there are other members in their family that are not going through the program, and how we adapt as well, and kind of come in the side door, if you will. Was that your experience, Lena?
Yes, it was, exactly. My husband observed me for about 6 months, and he has since adopted a primarily vegetarian diet. He eats what I eat now, just from watching me. He wouldn't describe himself as vegan or any of those other words, but he does basically eat what I eat after watching.
So give me some ideas. What's on the menu for tonight? What are you cooking this week?
Usually I do, because we're busy and working and all that stuff, so I do a fair amount of batch cooking on the weekend. So we have simple things to reheat during the week. And so this week I made a big pot of brown rice and then a separate pot of black beans. And we will use that as the basis for many of our meals. And we add different vegetables, different sauces, canned tomatoes or corn, salsas, hot sauces, that kind of stuff. And that gives us the variety, but keeps it simple and quick and easy for the busy weeknight.
Josie, what's in your kitchen?
Oh, what's not in my kitchen? I think tonight I'll be making a stir fry with mm-hmm. some baked tofu. I've been really into that, but doing kind of a fried rice take, brown rice, lots of vegetables, quick and easy. I need that when I'm working like crazy. And I don't know if you mentioned earlier, but majority of the courses that we offer with CHIP are facilitated by dietitians.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a requirement from, you know, headquarters lifestyle medicine that dietitians teach it, but it is such a huge piece of the puzzle. And, you know, nutrition it tends to be hard for people to make diet changes. And it's not just eat this, you know, go on with your life. You have to show people how to batch cook and meal prep and taste these foods. And so that's what I really love about the program, is you can really get some insight on how to do this, not just why.
We're talking with Josie Reed, a teacher of the CHIP classes, and Lena Biondolillo, who transformed her health with CHIP. Josie, a lot of diets force us to eat certain foods.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what this is.
Right. So we teach to what we call the eating continuum. Mm-hmm. And it's, you got to get visual and have an imagination here, but it's a spectrum of eating that we teach. So basically we know when it comes to diet that populations of people that have the worst health outcomes eat in a certain way. It's a diet really high in processed foods, meat, dairy, eggs, lots of sugar sweetened beverages. It's the standard American diet. And then kind of on the total other side of the continuum or the spectrum, we've done really great research on pockets of, you know, of these people that don't have chronic disease, have the best health outcomes. We like to study those people and figure out what they're doing right. And when we look at diet, they eat a predominantly plant-based diet that Lena was describing earlier. So we teach people, we give people the, you know, the tools to make the changes. We give them the education. But it is a choice of, you know, how far along that continuum you think you realistically can end up, you know, where you can be at. And any change that you make in that kind of better health outcome zone, you're making improvements in your health. It's not all black or white.
And CHIP is much more than just about the diet and the food.
Right. We address all the major pillars of lifestyle, healthy behaviors. We talk sleep, stress management, you know, emotional well-being. Do a little bit, you know, talking about exercise and just living a kind of more active lifestyle. We address the all of it because it's a whole of health approach to making healthy improvements.
Lena, what's the CHIP Club?
Oh, the CHIP Club is kind of like the alumni group. It's generally a monthly meeting of people who have completed the CHIP program, and it provides a lot of support. I like it for kind of helping me to refocus, or we usually have a presenter of some type, or we take a tour, like we did a tour at a grocery store. We've done a tour of a local gym facility. And it's just kind of a good point of reference and encouragement, being around like-minded people and talking about some topic related to healthy lifestyles.
Lena mentioned something here about an introductory session. So walk us through, because by now I think a few listeners are saying, okay, if I'm curious, what door do I walk through?
So I would refer people to our website, first of all. We offer free information sessions. So it's an hour you come in just to learn about the program, ask questions, and find out, you know, when we're going to have classes in the future. Most of those will be out in the Meridian area. You can get the address and all the dates and times online, stlukesonline.org/CHIP. But yeah, if you're thinking about it, that's the best thing you can do is come to that information session.
18 weeks?
18 weeks? No, 18 classes over 18. The course of 12 weeks.
Over 12 weeks?
Yeah, okay. For the first 6 weeks, we meet 2 times a week and then just once a week after that.
It's fascinating. The web address is, again, one more time?
stlukesonline.org/CHIP.
She is Josie Reed, and we also heard from Lena Biondolillo about CHIP, and thank you so very much.
Thank you.
That was
great
well.
Being here.
That was excellent. Up next, soccer-friendly camps for kids. I'm George Prentice, and this is Idaho Matters.